Hello there, guys. This is Demonic Bishop here, and you are listening to the very first inaugural edition of the Infernal Symphony Pestilence Podcast, which is going to be your weekly destination, hopefully, for all of the latest updates, news, trivia, and musings of myself and of my projected, prosthetically pleasing, incredible one-man band, solo project, Progressive Death Doom, Black Thrash, Industrial, DIY, you name it, whatever, metal band, Infernal Symphony. And I'm also going to be covering all of the different updates and stories from the rest of the world of heavy metal news as well, including not just the global community, but also my local community as well. And by that, I mean the other talented individuals of the other one-man bands in my area, which is basically an umbrella term for the Midlands Metal One Man Band Facebook group, which I run on Facebook as well. So that covers the East and West Midlands of the UK, all of the different one man band projects in the area, most of which I happen to be acquaintances or friends with. And those guys are doing just as much awesome stuff as I am in terms of writing, recording, releasing, and promoting their own music. You know, I'm a big champion of DIY, do it yourself kind of attitude. All of my personal music that I write, I'm sure if you, some of the Infernal Hordes or some of the people listening to this have listened to any of my music, will probably already know. But, you know, I'm a big believer that if you do it yourself and you stay underground and you do your own thing and don't listen to what anyone else tells you, then that's the best method for success, really. So that's what I like to do. And anyone else who does that, I definitely very much approve of, and I want them to succeed too. So we're all in it together. So there you go, guys. So where are we going to get started then, guys? So without further ado, I just want to quickly introduce you to myself. My name is Demonic Bishop. I basically live in the Midlands of the UK. I have been in various different bands and projects over the years. I've started playing bass at 15 years of age. Around about 2 or 3 years ago, I decided to switch to guitar after I left the band that I was in. And basically, around about a year or so before I left that band, I started dabbling with recording my own music at home. And that has obviously since blossomed and progressed into what you see before you, which is Infernal Symphony. And over the past year or so, I have made 4 albums, the most recent of which is going to be coming out in 3 days' time on the 30th of April, on Monday, called Carnival of Chaos. So I'm probably going to be doing a little bit of cheeky promotion for that as well while we're here, because, you know, you may as well, right? But yeah, I've been recording and releasing my own music for the past year or so over Bandcamp. And I've totally forgotten where I'm going with this, but suffice to say, you guys are excited by it and interested by it, and I'm enjoying this period of my life at the moment, because I'm writing a lot of music, I'm having a good time, and you guys seem to be enjoying it also. So what are we going to do for this podcast? Well, since it's the first episode, I'm not entirely sure, because I'm entirely unprepared. I haven't written anything down in advance to talk about, as I'm sure you can probably tell if you're listening to this right now. But we're probably going to cover a little bit of, just a little, very brief overview of the history of myself and my band, some of which I've just done, obviously. Some of which we are also going to cover the group that I manage, the Midlands Metal One Man Bands page on Facebook. Maybe go into a little bit of news or information or updates on some of the bands. We'll see what some of those guys are up to at the moment. And obviously, with this being a weekly podcast, hopefully these things are going to get more interesting over time, and we're going to find out new releases that come out, or, you know, we're going to have some other things that develop. But, and then I'm also going to talk about the compilation that I'm also organising for the Midlands Metal One Man Bands group as well, because that's going to be coming out in the next couple of months, and we're currently accepting submissions for that, so I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about that shortly. But anyway, first things first, the podcast, obviously, I've decided to title the Pestilence Podcast, although this is up for debate. So if any of you guys have got any sort of suggestions, either for the name of this podcast, if you like to listen to it, or if you have any other ideas for topics that I can cover for future episodes, or if you have any particular special guests you want me to try and get hold of as well. And obviously, you know, within reason, you know, it's got to be people I can reasonably kind of get hold of. So probably won't be having you know, anyone big, you know, big time on here at any point soon. But yeah, if you guys want me to get in touch with any of my friends, if you're fans of their music as well, then we can try and get those on here as well. Because I'm using an app called Anchor to record this. Now, I've been having a bit of difficulties with it so far today. Partly some of that might also be down to the fact that I'm currently trying to record this at work, as I usually do for all of my band-related stuff. But yeah, it's not a bad app, really. It's been crashing a bit, probably due to the internet connection here, but it does seem to have a lot of unique and interesting features, and one of those is you can either request to have co-hosts, or you can basically add other people into the conversation. So I might try and encourage some of the other creators of other one-man bands nearby, and if they've got some free time at the same point as me, you never know, we might have a little bit of a discussion going on during this podcast as well, rather than just me rabbiting for half an hour. So we'll see how we go, but obviously it is early days, guys, and I must just take a little moment just to say thank you very much for listening. If you are currently doing so at the moment, I very much appreciate it. Same sort of thing as with everything to do with being in a one-man band, really. It is quite a struggle at times, because obviously you've only got yourself to fall back on, and therefore not only are you doing all the writing and recording of it, but you've also got to promote and organise yourself very effectively as well. And when you layer work and personal commitments on top of that as well, it can get a bit much. But obviously I, and obviously everyone else that does this sort of thing in the UK and across the globe, you know, the only reason we do this is for the sheer love of music and the sheer freedom of being able to create something. So, yeah, so, wow, that ended up getting a lot deeper and more insightful than I imagined. But there you go. That's the sort of shit to expect from this podcast, guys. So let's see if we can seamlessly move into the next topic. So there we go. So so as I mentioned, guys, this is going to be a weekly podcast. We're going to have a variety of different topics to cover on each episode. And just a quick sort of overview of what some of those could be. Obviously, you're going to get news and updates on my own personal music and of other bands in the Midlands metal area, as I've already mentioned. But I'm also going to have some little spaces here and there, possibly some recurring segments. Not entirely sure precisely what they'll be yet, but obviously... If I get a couple of comments in here and there from some of you Infernal Hordes listening at home, then I'll probably add some more as well. But I'm also looking to have little bits of discussion here and there. I'm going to be talking about my own personal philosophy at points. I'm going to have some interesting information about Satanism in general, but also particular things that I personally do, and just various different bits of... philosophy and also different thoughts on the world at large, and my opinions on various news stories, possibly. Obviously, most of them will probably have something to do with music, but obviously, with it being metal music, it's usually quite a political sort of thing, and it covers a lot of important social issues, so I'll probably have my own little bit of commentary on certain things of those as well, if there's a particular news story of note for any given week or anything that people are buzzing about. So it gives us quite a large realm of possibilities, really. But what are we going to talk about now? Right, well, okay, well, I decided basically that the most obvious thing to talk about, really, was why I created the band and how I do things, basically, which obviously is a very large topic to try and cover in around about 20 minutes or so. So I'm going to try and be quite short and snappy with it, but I am also aware that I've probably covered some of this in part or in different forms, before, but obviously this is... probably going to be a bit of repetition for some of you guys who have followed every post I've made on Facebook so far with Infernal Symphony, but you're going to have to put up with it just for a little while, just so we can get the new guys up to speed. So as I mentioned, I started the band while I was in my previous band, which I left around about a year and a half ago now. Previous band, I'm not going to actually mention them by name, because I think I have done so already, and to be honest, it isn't particularly relevant, but all you need to know is basically I was part of this band for around about three and a half years or so. So I probably joined them around about 2013, so I was part of this band. It was like a thrash death band, which is mostly what I was into listening to at the time. and I'd just come out of being fired from the band I was in before that as well. So after having gone through that particular band, I was, very, very eager to kind of keep the momentum going and keep the ball rolling and try and get a bit of revenge on them. And I thought the best way of doing that was to join a local band that had already asked me to join once before, but this time I actually took them up on the offer. And it was basically I was a bassist, and I ended up writing different lyrics and stuff for them, which unfortunately never ever got recorded or listened to, because we were very much a very hard-working band, but unfortunately we never really got any further than the point of just writing songs, coming up with lyrics, and practicing and rehearsing in the studio. And the only exception to this really were that we did two, one-off gigs 6 months apart from each other, and that's pretty much the extent of our, exposure really. Which was all well and good, I enjoyed being in the band, but, the thing was, I was, this isn't what I needed that particular time. I needed to be out there getting things done and doing things at a fast pace to try and, try and make up for the lost time I'd spent in the band before that. And it just wasn't going anywhere. It just wasn't happening. And as much as I enjoyed writing and it was fun to record, I learned a lot about Pro Tools and various other things like that. I did, I can't be completely down on the experience because I did gain a lot from it. And that wasn't really intentional either. It's not like I deliberately joined them just to extract knowledge and then just fuck off. There was good reasons behind it, and that was the main one, really. It was just that, so much time and energy and effort was being expended and, ploughed into it, and not much was happening with it. So, cut a long story short, around about a year or so before I left that, I started getting into recording, because I'd just picked up a second-hand guitar from my local guitar shop, Rattle and Drum in Derby. It's really nice. If any of you guys are around there, you should definitely check it out if you haven't already. To be honest, anyone who's listening to this, chances are you know where that is already, but in case you don't, definitely go there. I really recommend it. But I picked up a guitar from there and just had a little dabble with it from time to time. Because it's not that I was getting bored of playing bass either, it's just that I wanted to expand myself musically, and I'd always wanted to play guitar, I'd always had designs on doing so, it just ended up happening, and within the space of about a year or so, I pretty much had the beginnings of an album there, so I just carried on working on it, here and there. Obviously, time permitting, because obviously I had a day job and band practice and other, personal commitments as well, as we all do. So it was a bit of a slog in the early going, but I soon adapted to it and I made it work. And by the end of it all, I had 10 tracks of pseudo black metal that was pretty decent. So I didn't really do anything particularly with it at the time. Mostly because it wasn't really a priority for me at that stage, as far as I was concerned, when I completed the Unholy Persecution, when I finished recording of that album, I was still fully, very much a part of Sickened. It still did appear that things were going in some kind of direction anyway, and I didn't really think much more of it until it came time to leave the band. Because the leader of the band basically kicked out the drummer. And historically, the band had quite a reputation for not really being able to hold on to drummers for one reason or another. And it was just the final straw that broke the camel's back, essentially. So as much as it didn't fill me with confidence to find myself without a band again, I kind of just took the opinion, whatever happens, happens. Everything happens for a reason. I'm going to be better off on my own, and it seems like all the signs that had led me to that point over the years would, just kept telling me the same thing, and I hadn't really noticed them until now. So I just thought, fuck it, I've tried to be in all these different bands over the years, they've all ended up the same way. I know for a fact I've got much better potential and creative drive and ambition within me than I've yet had the chance to showcase. So it's about time I struck out on my own, did my own thing, and that was it. That was the reason that Infernal Symphony was created. I should say that was the reason Infernal Symphony became my top priority. Obviously, I'd, in theory, created it beforehand because I was writing the songs while I was still part of the previous band. But At that moment, the moment I left that band is, in my mind, the moment that Infernal Symphony was created. And it's been, you know, been going really, really well ever since. I'm trying to think what actually caused me to come up with the name. I know that when I very first started to get into bands, and this is going back 13 years or so now, one of my first ideas for a band name, you know how you come up with band name ideas with your mates, and they, you know, they end up being shit when you look back on them, but at the time they seem amazing. And I had an idea for a band called Instant Infinity. So part of me thinks maybe that was some kind of inspiration with it, you know, trying to kind of take a more modern and mature approach to that kind of band name. I think part of it also was just because I already had a quite a clear idea in mind for the sort of themes and topics that I wanted to explore with my own solo career. And that's obviously everything to do with the world around us as it is with myself. You know, I look at the world and I see a lot of things going wrong, a lot of lessons that still remain unlearned. Nobody is learning the lessons of history. And obviously one of the main ones, at least for me personally, is the fact that religion still has such a big presence in this world, despite being the oldest lie that man has ever known. And that's been a very big bugbear of mine for a long, long while. Even before I read the Satanic Bible for the first time, which obviously led to me becoming a Levain Satanist. Yeah, so that was a main motivation for the content and the theme and the kind of the inspiration behind the band. And yeah, I just kind of went with that, really, and the ball's just been rolling for that ever since. And, you know, I've always been a big, big believer in the crushing of religion. I believe that religion should be completely expunged from the planet without question. There shouldn't be a trace of it left because, as far as I can tell, it's the you know, it's just an absolute fucking disgrace, and it's used to brainwash people. It's used for people to be corrupt and you know, for their own ends, the same way that everything else is. But the difference is, the most annoying thing about religion for me is they're the exact same as everyone else, but they can use religion as an excuse, you know, as a scapegoat. They're just as human as the rest of us, but they can use that kind of holy sheen to kind of just disguise their true motives. Well, as far as they think anyway, and just use it as free license to just go ahead and just do whatever the hell they like. And nothing is more infuriating to me than that. So, obviously with it being a metal band, I'm going to have some anger to direct at that sort of thing. But also, obviously a lot of it was also personal rage and motivation towards trying to get one better than the bands that I'd fell out with in the past. And I say fell out with, not particularly in personal terms, but just more, you know, things not really going my way. And, you know, over time, particularly with teenage angst and everything, that does get the better of you from time to time, and I just had had enough at that point. So I decided to unleash all of my creative energy and anger into this new project. The resulting album itself, Unholy Persecution, basically ended up becoming, as I said, a black metal album in many respects. But the odd thing about that is, though, I've never actually, until the, you know, sort of the past year or so, not really been a big fan of black metal, like, historically. Although, obviously, I've appreciated it from afar, but in terms of listening to it on a regular basis, it was never really my kind of thing. You know, I was a thrasher for quite a while, and then I got into death metal and progressive metal. I've been into progressive for a long while, and also then doom metal for a long period as well. And all of those influences have kind of been swirling together in my brain for a number of years now. But black metal is a pretty recent addition in terms of regular listening for me. And it kind of strikes me as quite strange that I've begun to listen to black metal more now after listening to some of my peers like Abduction and Dark Doom and various of the local friends bands that actually, you know, write full on black metal. It's kind of given me more of an appreciation for it compared to before. But despite that, you know, long before I listened to this kind of stuff, I was unknowingly, essentially, writing black metal myself in, you know, early 2016, late 2015. And that's pretty weird when you think about it. The fact that it was actually, it was a form of metal that I actively disliked, and yet here I am, writing it while I'm in the middle of a thrash death band, and that's the way it turned out, really. And even to this day, it's probably the most black metal album I've ever written, so that's kind of strange. So that's a little bit of a weird kind of bit of trivia for you there, guys. So that kind of brings us up to the modern day. Obviously, in the past year, I have written other albums as well. They've also been furthering my ambition to improve my guitar playing ability. I've always proudly cast off the idea of being able to have guitar lessons being necessary. I had a much more poetic way of putting that in my head, but it has slipped my mind. But I've always disliked the idea of having professional tuition or anything like that, because at the end of the day, you can write music yourself and you can play it yourself, and there's not really any need, at least in my view, to have formal training, because at the end of the day, people are creative, and if you have the drive and ambition, and you want it bad enough to be able to create something original and do something well, then you're going to learn and improve regardless, and I don't need anyone to help me do that. So fiercely independent as always, but this is partly the reason why the band exists as well, just so I can improve my guitar playing skills. And the past couple of albums I've done have definitely helped me do that. The Poison Chalice was my second album that came out in July last year, and that basically ended up going pretty well. It wasn't quite the improvement I would have liked, but nonetheless, it was a pretty good album, and I do like quite a lot of the songs off of that. I definitely improved much more with my third album, which came out in October, which was Psychopathic Remains, which had a lot more of an emphasis on kind of thrash and death riffs compared to the kind of ambient, avant-garde, weird, experimental kind of blackened death type stuff of my previous two. And that's the album so far that I was most impressed with personally for myself. And obviously I have a new one coming out on Monday called Carnival of Chaos, which you should definitely check out as well. If you want to listen to any of these albums that I've written and mentioned, by the way, please go to finlandsymphonyuk.bandcamp.com. You'll find them all there to listen to for free. You can also download some of them, and you can also purchase them as well. So that's finlandsymphonyuk.bandcamp.com. But it's quite good that I've moved on to the third album, really, because that was also the point that I created the Midlands Metal One Man Band's Facebook group as well. And that is a very, very important thing to me, really, because it allows not only myself, but also loads of other peers and friends, one-man bands in the local area, so that's Nottinghamshire, Leicestershire, Staffordshire, and more, all to kind of get together. And obviously, being one-man metal bands, we're all quite independent. We all tend to rely on ourselves and ourselves only to get everything done. But this is a nice way of us all being able to still be separate and create our own separate music under our own separate names, but actually then also have a kind of support group, community kind of type thing to fall back on as well. If we need to help with promoting each other's stuff, if we want to kind of collaborate and get things done together on the odd occasion, and just to help each other go to shows and spread the word and get fans talking and that kind of thing. And so far it's been very, very good. I created that group a couple of weeks after that third album came out. So we were literally talking about 6 months ago here, and there's already about 230 members on there, which isn't a huge number, but certainly a very impressive number when you consider that we're all extremely low, small-time bands, underground, very esoteric, strange, black metal, death metal, doom metal, so, really heavy, inaccessible shit, guys. All those kinds of types of bands, and they're all one-man bands as well. It's not like we've got a crowd of people or managers or, an army or legions of fans helping us. We're literally doing pretty much all of this shit by ourselves, me included. So it's phenomenal, really, and it's a really good little community that we've got forming there now as well, guys. So if any of you aren't part of that group and you're listening to this, then I definitely urge you to join it. Obviously, it is, mostly catering towards people in metal bands, particularly from the East and West Midlands of the UK, but having said that, there's nothing to stop fans or promoters or anyone else who's even remotely interested in this sort of music to join. And particularly if you are in a one-man metal band and you are in the area, then it's twice as worth joining, because we are currently accepting submissions for our first ever upcoming Midlands Metal One Man Bands compilation release, which is going to be coming out early June, and we're currently accepting tracks for that until the 20th of May, so make sure you send those in, guys. Well, okay then, so that ended up going a little longer than I anticipated, but obviously it is early days, guys. First time I've actually attempted to make a podcast for anything at all before, so, you know, let me know wherever this ends up getting posted. Let me know what your comments are and suggestions on this, whether I can do things better, what you'd like me to talk about, and so on and so forth. But I feel like it's going pretty good, though. Hopefully you guys are having fun listening. On to the next topic, I think, because we've been on myself for quite a long while now, and I don't want this to be too much of a... what's the phrase? You know, I don't really want this to be too self-aggrandizing or, you know, just a posterity piece for myself. I want it to be about, obviously, the band, but also about others as well. And speaking of which, it does appear that we currently have almost a third of the track listing for the new Midlands Metal one-man bands. You know, the first compilation we're doing, it seems like we've got about five or six tracks for that confirmed already. So that's going to be really, really good. In fact, in actual fact, just as I just took a quick breather in between takes for this, I did actually get sent a message by by another person submitting a track. I'm currently waiting to hear back as to what kind of track it is, you know, because I believe it's from somebody who hasn't really actually got a one-man band going at this present time, but they basically recorded a song on their own. They're looking to get it obviously worked on and, you know, possibly put into some sort of album or something once they've kind of got their head together a bit more and they've got their ideas a bit more confirmed. But we'll have to wait and see. I'm excited to listen to the song and see what they've got to offer, because the other submissions that I've had so far have been nothing short of incredible. If you want some confirmations on bands that have basically submitted tracks already, then obviously myself, I'm going to be putting one in there. But also, we've had a submission from Dark Doom, the black metal band, post-black metal band from Derby. We've also had a 100% confirmed track sent in by Daniel Pete of Death Divine. And that is a really, really nice track. You know, I've already personally listened to it. I'm really, really excited for you guys to listen to both of those two tracks, the Death Divine and the Dark Doom, because, you know, Dark Doom have been phenomenal. They've been very, very solid all the way through since they formed in around about July, August sort of time last year. And they've just been going from strength to strength, you know, with every release. And this new song that I've heard is no exception. It's actually going to be the first released song from their forthcoming brand new debut full-length album, which is obviously phenomenally exciting. And Alex is a particularly well-talented guy, and I'm very, very excited to see what the rest of that album's like. But you guys will get your first taster of that on the compilation when it's eventually completed. And as I mentioned just as well, the new Death Divine track is nothing short of stunning. I don't know if any of you... It doesn't seem as though too many people have really listened to Death Divine's first release. It was a self-titled EP that came out at some point last year. I personally listened to it. I thought it was really good. Definitely, particularly in terms of the guitar work, was very, very nice. And, you know, me and Daniel do go quite a way back, really. We haven't really had much correspondence over the past couple of years. But, you know, we were in a sort of covers/originals band at one point in history, quite a number of years back. And he's a really good guy, and he's also a phenomenal guitarist. And his first EP was good, but this song that submitted to the new compilation, it's like a whole different band, basically, has recorded this. It's really, really nice, orchestral kind of symphonic kind of sound, very, very crunchy, nice production. I can't really comment too much on the production of the Dark Doom track just yet, because it's I listened to it in its unmixed, unmastered state, but I was incredibly impressed by that as well. So both of those tracks, definitely watch out for. Obviously, you know, possibly mine as well if you want to. Some of the other tracks, we have a track in by a signed band that's been around for a little bit of time, but I'd personally not heard of them until a couple of weeks ago, and that solo project is called Epiphany. And they're a very, very nice sounding band. They're a progressive progressive metal, deathcore-ish, metalcore-ish potentially, kind of a blend of sounds. Really, again, very, very good production quality. The song is really, really nice. It's very, very hooky, particularly the ending of it. I found myself humming it for quite a while after listening to it. And the vocals are quite impressive as well, as the guitar, not only tones, but the solos as well. So, yeah, that's just a small sample of those songs. Just a little bit more to add on to that, guys. I happen to have forgotten to mention the most recent addition to the lineup for the new compilation, and that is also a track by a brand new one-man black metal band, which is called Winter Web. And some of you guys probably may have heard of this because the creator of it has posted in the group once or twice, and Alex, the mastermind behind Dark Doom, does seem to have been in correspondence with him quite a bit. But yeah, Winterweb's a brand new black metal band, and they've just put out, literally I think probably a week and a half ago, their debut EP, the name of which escapes me at the moment, but suffice to say it's a very good EP title and album cover, and the track itself sounds very good as well. I've listened to that EP as well, which is very, very good, but it's one of the songs from that particular EP that's being submitted to the compilation as well. If I remember correctly, it's titled A Memory Into Darkness, or something along those lines. I apologise for not doing my homework on that, but that again is a very, very, very good song, especially when you consider that the guy in question has only just recently started the one-man band, and it's his very first thing that he's released, essentially, but it is very, very good. It's got very, very interesting droning sort of style riffs and passages, a lot of echo on there. It's almost got a slight syncopated feel to it, because although the drums and the guitar don't necessarily mesh 100% of the time during the track, they are definitely not out of time. It's a very deliberate effect, and it sounds very, very cool. So yeah, that's another track that's been added, so that brings the total up to 5. 6 potentially... once I get back to the gentleman that is getting in touch with me right now. And yeah, so all in all, it seems as though the Midlands Metal one-man band's initial compilation, which I believe, unless we get any other suggestions for it, I'm probably going to title the First Blood compilation, is shaping up very, very nicely indeed. So yeah, so keep your eye on the group for that, guys, for updates on that, because that is going to be coming out pretty soon. Which I'm sure I've mentioned a number of times already, but the only reason I'm doing that is because I'm immensely excited for it, because, you know, the group's been going from strength to strength. Obviously, members of one-man metal bands are generally, as I said before, very kind of insular, very kind of independent, and it's very rare to see them all kind of collaborating and kind of engaging with each other on this kind of scale, particularly in such a small, tightly knit community such as the one we have in the Midlands. So yeah, it's very exciting, and also it means a lot in terms of moving the group forward as well, because obviously, as I mentioned before, the group's only been around for about 6 months or so. We're already getting a compilation on the way. That just speaks volumes for the level of talent and you know, the amount of creativity and the just sheer forcefulness of the people involved just to get all this incredible music written. You know, there's so many just talented individuals out there. That's obviously the main reason why it felt so pressing for me to get the group created, really, just because, you know, there's this much talent out there, and obviously one-man bands, it's very difficult to kind of promote, especially this kind of music that is so so inaccessible and so different to the mainstream. And it would be a real shame for myself and all these other guys that are very, very talented to not get the exposure they deserve. And I'm not going to go into the debate about black metal bands. Do they need exposure? You know, obviously, a lot of them would say not. But obviously, if you're not going to be exposing your music, then why write it in the first place? Am I right? So all of that aside, it's good. It's good news for the bands involved. It's good news for the group, and it's going to be good news for you guys as well. Because when it's all finished up, and it's all collected together, it's going to be a really, really good listening experience, take it from me, because I've listened to all the tracks that have come in so far. I've been blown away by each and every one of them, and hopefully you guys will be blown away by mine as well. And speaking of which, the track that I'm going to be contributing is quite a long one. I'm not going to go into the title of it or anything yet, because that's going to be a surprise for the actual release. But all I will say is it's going to be completely different to the album I'll be putting out in a few days. Carnival of Chaos has got its own particular sound, which obviously you will find out in a few days' time once that's released. But the track I'm planning at the moment, I obviously am still in the process of just touching it up and finishing it up. But what I have for it so far is nothing short of awesome, if I do say so myself, because it's, like I said, it's a lot more kind of professional and a lot more kind of succinct, and also gels a lot better and flows a lot smoother than some of my previous material that I've released. It's got some nice tasteful soloing in there. It's got some good riffs, and I'm quietly confident that it's going to be a pretty good track. So it's definitely shaping up to be a very varied and a very entertaining listen, this compilation, and I'm excited for you guys to listen to it. I'm also excited for you to listen to my new album that's coming out. Again, another cheeky plug. So if you want to find out more about any of those, then either check my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/InfernalSymphonyUK. Check the Midlands Metal One Man Band's Facebook group, which you just search for that on Facebook. You can find that pretty easily, and it's got all the different information about all of the different bands in the area. We do have a little Hall of Fame sort of pinned post on there, which has got the most prominent bands listed, and we're adding to that from time to time when more and more come out of the woodwork or get created. Just to sum up, it's a really, really good time for British unsigned independent music at the moment, and obviously there's a lot of that to cover. We particularly cover one-man bands exclusively, and it's just so nice to see. When you look at the state of the music industry these days, how much it's failing, and there's musicians offing themselves left and right at the moment, and none of the big companies have got any money. It's nice to see that there's still such a massive level of talent there. And obviously, if you listen to the compilation, you'll get a very good dose of that. So I think this more or less wraps up the episode for today, guys. I hope it's been an interesting and entertaining listen. Obviously, I know there's much more I can do to make this better, which obviously is going to happen, assuming I remember to keep on doing these in the future. So if you do want me to, if you've listened to it this far, congratulations, and I very much applaud you for doing so. But if you have listened to it and you did enjoy it and you want more, then please let me know on the Infernal Symphony Facebook page. I'll probably be posting it up on there at some point. So if I do, make sure you like it, share it, comment, and obviously give us your suggestions as well for other topics. Speaking of other topics, assuming a second episode does get made, and the actual release date of these will vary, obviously due to personal commitments and so on and so forth. But I'm thinking about next time probably going a little bit deeper into what actually got me into metal music in the first place. Some of the origins of that, some of my favourite early bands and some of my influences. I'm going to look at what it sort of takes to be a one-man musician, a solo project guy. Because, it ain't easy. And I'm also going to be probably trying to get hold of some other musicians, fellow musicians, to try and get their take on some things. As well as probably have a look at some of the upcoming releases, because obviously I've mostly focused on my own album and the compilation on this particular episode. But there is a lot of really exciting and awesome new albums and songs and stuff getting released by all of the other bands as well. Far too many for me to sort of go into much depth with on this particular episode without me talking for 3 hours long. So there's plenty of stuff in store for next time, guys. Once again, thank you very, very much for listening. I've been Demonic Bishop, the guitarist, creator and mastermind of Infernal Symphony. I hope that this doesn't make me viewed as being some kind of big-headed, egotistical twat, although invariably it probably will do. And that's about it. So we're going to go. Thank you very much for listening, and look forward to the next episode, details of which should be available on wherever you found this podcast. I believe the app that I'm currently using will automatically post this to Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and various other places, if it's to be believed. So if that does end up happening and any of you guys are actually listening to this, then please make sure to look for the next episode in the same place. Until then, take it easy.